Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're in the Blind Bargain Suite, CSUN 2018. I'm with Manshul Belani, who is working with the Indian Institute of Technology and has some really cool new ideas and concepts and working prototypes and products that they're developing. Wanted to tell us a little bit about them. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on. We brought you on for a couple different reasons. One of them, and the one that caught my attention when I saw it in the session list, is you've developed or working on an NVDA add-on to help describe images on websites and other places. Is that an accurate description?
Yes.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we came across this problem. We started with the solution for defining basically custom labels in web elements for NVDA. So while developing them, we came across a point where we realized that for images, it would be really helpful if the blind person, instead of taking help from an outside person to add the label, custom label to the image, can directly generate a description for the image himself or herself and add it as a custom label for future reference. So this is when we started working on this problem. And then we basically went through a lot of research, found out about the different kind of technologies which we can use to basically provide these descriptions.
And you've kind of picked the perfect time for this because a lot of the major companies have come out with APIs and means for development now. So you've chosen the Microsoft, the CloudVision
exactly,
API.
Exactly, yeah.
Which, of course, is the same one that Seeing AI.
Yes.
And also the descriptions that are being done in Office, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty powerful, right? Over the past couple of years, the object recognition.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be possible even maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and in fact, while developing the add-on, I have seen the API improving over time. So I think it's going to get better with time.
So how would it work? If you're on a website, would you right-click on an image? Or what's the means that you would describe?
Like when you're navigating through a web page mm-hmm. and you come across an image, you simply have to use the NVDA key shortcut, NVDA plus G. So whatever your NVDA key is, caps lock or insert. So NVDA plus G gives you the one-line description of the image and the confidence level from the API as to how confident is the API about the description. Because sometimes the API is like giving a description, but it's not very, like the confidence is 30 or 40%, then probably it's not a very appropriate description.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Is it in English or is it in different languages? Or
so right now we are only fetching it in English. But I think if we convert it the NVDA language, then of course it'll automatically be.
Sure.
Yeah.
And of course, I guess somebody later on could try to do translation. And
also you can have a detailed description by the shortcut NVDA plus GG. So it gives you the foreground and background color as well.
Is that coming from the same API or is that?
Yeah. From the same API.
Okay, I didn't realize they provided that information.
Yeah, and you have it in a virtual box, virtual message box, so you can navigate. Since it's a lot of information, then if you have all the four things together, description, confidence, and foreground and background color, so you can, we are showing it in a virtual box and not just as the speech output. So you can navigate up and down again and again using the screen reader.
So a lot of graphics on web pages are a little harder to find because they may not even have any sort of alt text. So they're they're hidden from view. Is there a way to navigate to graphics where you maybe aren't even sure? I'm thinking, say, like on Twitter where they have images posted, but sometimes it's hard to actually locate where the actual image is in the virtual buffer. Is there a way to account for that or how would you do that?
So no, right now we are not configuring that. What I have simply done is like you use the shortcut G for moving from one graphic to another.
Ah, yeah, and that's going to stop it most, right? And that will actually move the focus.
Yeah, so as soon as you know that you are on a graphic, you can use the shortcut.
What's the time that it takes to do one of these?
So like when you press, it says fetching image description, please wait. And then it takes about a second or a second and a half or so to return and give the output.
Have you thought about inserting the description into the virtual buffer at the point at the cursor when that's been done?
Yes, we have been thinking about that, but then again the problem comes, what if the description is not accurate?
That's true. Or maybe there almost have to be a way for someone to discard.
Because alternate text, again, has its own guidelines in a way which it has to be written. So then we need some intelligent natural language processing techniques and all, put it together in a way that it matches the guidelines for alternate text. And then, of course, we can put it in the virtual buffer of NVDA.
Sure. And alternate text and an image description are not necessarily the same thing as well.
Yeah, true.
You know, you might, alt text might just be the text of something where the image would say, this is a logo. With text, etc., for instance. What about collaboration to try to save, you know, okay, if one person already identified something, would you think about doing sharing, or do you think the API is going to improve over time to where you'd want to always get a current
description? Yes, I believe the API is going to improve over time. It's like a self-learning kind of API.
Mm-hmm.
But like today in the morning itself, in the session also, I got the suggestion that maybe you can have collaboration when where one person has identified, they can put it at a place where other people can directly access it. So I think that kind of a solution can be thought upon.
Sure. And of course, a lot of these things could be options. Is there a way to report back to CloudVision your confidence level, or say they messed this one up, to let Microsoft know?
So Microsoft, I haven't checked this feature. I know they have a feature where you can go and annotate your images, like you put images, annotate them, give the descriptions, and you can give pass them for the, you know, machine learning process to take it into their processing. But I'm not sure if you can actually tell that, okay, this is my confidence level of a particular image.
Sure. I know on Caption, if you do that captionbot.ai, which I think uses the same system, it will ask you, is this correct?
Okay.
Or something like that. So is it, it's on web pages only right now, or can it be expanded to other areas? So
right now it's on web pages, but yeah, we can definitely do it for documents as well, as long as the image is retrievable from the document.
Now, is this something that's available now for people to download and use on NVDA?
Yes. So yeah, it is available now.
Okay. And I think I saw it on GitHub, right? Or where is the, how do people get a hold of this?
Yeah. So it is there on my GitHub account for sure. And I will soon be posting it on the Assistec website as well. So as soon as I get back, I'll get it posted on the Assistec website.
And we'll definitely link to that in our notes for this podcast. What's the website for Assistec?
So it's www.assistec.iitd.ac.in.
And can you spell Assistec?
Assistech.
Okay. Now, this is just one project. This is the one that you've been working on, but there are others as well. Let's just kind of briefly mention a couple of these. Hey, another low-cost, refreshable Braille display. You guys are working on that. So obviously, lots of people are in this space right now. So there's lots of exciting upgrades and involvement in this area. What makes this Braille display that you guys are working on special? What's really cool about?
Like the Assistec Lab, our motive here is to basically create affordable technologies. So this Braille display is, again, going to be an affordable Braille display. Much lesser in cost than the other Braille display in market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are coming up with two versions, the 20 cell display and the 40 cell display. The 20 cell display will be having a Perkins keyboard, but for the 40 cell display, we are actually providing a full QWERTY keyboard with the Braille display device.
So where are you in the process right now? How far away from release is this going
to
be?
So we are planning to launch it in the next 6 to 8 months, hopefully if everything goes well.
And when you say much less expensive, are you thinking around the cost of some of the other ones that are out there, or would it be cheaper than them even?
I am not very sure about the cost right now, but yeah, definitely much cheaper than the most famous ones out there.
Sure.
Right now.
And it doesn't even have a name, right? It's on the...
So we have to, like, we are in the final processing and finalizing stage of the product.
Very exciting time for Braille, especially. One other thing you mentioned to me, which I thought is really interesting, a completely different problem, dealing with navigation and trying to figure out which bus is pulling up.
Yeah. So this was one problem which we came across is very common in India. When a bus approaches, a visually impaired person does not know which bus is on the bus stop. Also, the buses do not stop at a very precise location. They can stop right just behind the bus stop or a little farther away from the bus stop. So the problem, this problem we are solving, we have a small handheld device for the user, which basically connects to a bigger device which is there in every bus of the fleet of the city, and both of them are connected through IR. So the person can basically use a scan button to scan all the buses which are within the vicinity of 30 meters of the user. Like I'm on a bus stop and I press the scan button. So any bus which is around 30 meters of me, the device will tell me the list of all the buses.
Oh, so if there was more than one, the IR would recognize.
Yeah. So it will give me the list of all the buses which are there. The bus, whichever I want to select, when the device announces that bus, I press the select button. And now this response goes to the bus device, which is there mounted on the bus. And there's a speaker on the bus which starts speaking the bus number. So basically,
when you activate it. Yes, you activate the bus or the button or whatever.
So this has two, three advantages. That one, the person knows that, okay, my bus is on the bus stop. Two, since the speaker is just beside the entry door of the bus, the person basically gets an idea of, okay, this is where the bus is stopped right now and this is from where I have to enter. That's an audio cue. And the third is the driver of the bus also gets to know that a VI person is trying to board the bus.
Okay. Why IR versus smartphones? Is it because of the smartphone usage over there, or was it cheaper?
Yeah, so that is one question that we have come across a lot of times, because a lot of people say that, you know, we already carry a smartphone. We don't want to carry another device. So we are also in the process of creating onboarding as well as offboarding apps for your mobile as well.
Okay, so you can
within the same solution.
For sure, do the same idea and idea. What's the cost per device and for like a bus fleet to integrate?
The bus device is a little more expensive, but that is something which has to be taken care of by the government. The handheld device, again, the price is not fixed, but I think around 600 to 800 Indian rupees per device.
Which really isn't that much if you were to convert it. So,
yeah.
Okay, great. Lots of really cool projects and ideas over there. So definitely thank you so much for sharing. And again, give that website one more time.
It's www.assistech.iitd.ac.in.
Awesome. And if people want to send comments to you or anybody else on the team, what's the best way to email?
Yeah, so it's assistech.iitd@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.